something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. Scotland head into the World Cup with a squad that will benefit from a group of players who've largely formed part of Sirens in the last Super League season. Claire Maxwell is set to get her 100th cap and told us what having the massive event will mean for the sport in the UK.
Playing in a home World Cup is one of the biggest things that you could do. The Glasgow 2014 Games just showed that for netball in my country. There was a massive boom in participation numbers and everyone got behind your sport, and it was just a great event to showcase. So we're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport. We're super excited to have all our friends and family down, able to watch us and get behind us, and everyone able to see every single game on television is a great thing for our sport, because that's not really happened before in history. So I really think we're going to create history, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
And the fact it's in Liverpool as well, not too far away from Scotland, so you'll be hoping for lots of travelling fans.
Having the World Cup in Liverpool and in UK times is fantastic. It means when it's shown on TV, it's going to be during the daytime in comparison to the Commonwealth Games, which were held in Australia. Many of the games were, you know, at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, which meant the audience which we could capture was slightly reduced. And it was often, you know, the netball fans that, you know, woke up at those times and made sure they were recording it. So I think we'll reach a bigger audience having it here in the UK. And not only can they come along and watch it, and the ticket sales have been fantastic, but they can also watch it on TV and cheer us on. But most importantly for us players, you know, our family and friends support us a lot. They're part of our journey as a netballer. We couldn't do it without them. So to have them in the stands is fantastic.
And a word on the excitement about being part of these tournaments.
Playing international events is a great opportunity for us as a Scotland side, and it brings a whole different level of excitement, because we're coming up against very different styles to what we play. So we've got Uganda and Samoa in our group. Both of them will pose different challenges. And that's what's really exciting about it, because you want to test yourselves against a wide range of players and different styles that teams will challenge you with. So for us, it's about focusing on ourselves, but also making sure we've done the research before going in to play them about what are they going to bring, what's their strengths, what could we expose to give ourselves the best platform going into the game to allow us to get the results we want.
Maybe not mentioned as much, but tell me a little bit about that work and training balance.
Unfortunately for us, we're currently not professionals in terms of being an elite athlete, and that's your full-time job. So basically all of our squad work full-time or they study full-time. So it's a real challenge for us to fit in our hours of training and being able to train full-time alongside work full-time. And it requires a huge level of commitment. So for most days, we train in the mornings, so we're up at 6 a.m. and then we train again at night, which means we don't get home till 10 a.m. So when we get to a pinnacle event like the World Cup, it's a real honour to wear the Scotland dress, but also it's a great reminder that all those early hours that we put in have mattered. It makes us better athletes. It makes us better people. And we just want to showcase all of that hard work when we reach the pinnacle event of a World Cup.
This Thistle side includes a lot of Sirens from last season. That's going to be a key bonus for you.
Having Strathclyde Sirens is an extreme benefit for the Scottish national team. Many players have been exposed throughout the last 3 years that we've been in that league to week in, week out competition against some of the world's best. But most notably this last year, we've had more Scottish players than ever in the 12 that take part in each game. We've had different combinations out on court regularly against some top class international players. So it's going to definitely benefit us once we put the Scotland dress on. We've got a lot of belief that we have made progress throughout the season. We've added some new kind of styles to our game, which is only going to aid our game when we hit the international stage.
During the tournament as well, you're all set to get your 100th cap. Special honour.
It's a huge honour to be given captaincy for my country for the World Cup. But for me, it's like any other test match. I will be going out to lead by example, give my all for my country and represent everyone with pride. So I just take it one game at a time. Being able to reach my 100th cap, hopefully within the competition, is also an extremely exciting milestone for me. I can't quite believe I'm at that stage. When I first started out, I never would have believed I would get 100 caps. So for me, it's just really exciting and a huge honour. But of course, it's always team first mentality. So the focus will be on getting the job done at the World Cup and putting out performances we can be proud of.
CEO of Netball Scotland, Claire Nelson, is looking forward to the tournament.
We are lucky this year to be able to have brought all of our Scottish Thistles together to play in our Strathclyde Sirens Super League team. And there's no better preparation for our national athletes than to get to train and compete as a team week in, week out in one of the best leagues in the world. But our focus is currently on preparing our athletes to deliver their best ever performances on the world stage. And I, for one, cannot wait to see them in action.
Adopted Scot Gia Abernethy has told the Netball Show that she will be keeping a close eye on her Sirens teammates, as well as those other teams she's looking forward to watching in Liverpool.
I think any team can make the final for World Cup. England have obviously been playing very well, so they get to play against the best in the world every week, which is great training heading into World Cup. But I've also loved watching the New Zealand ANZ champs this year. They've actually had so many entertaining games and are building a lot of momentum that they, you know, take into their World Cup. Scotland, obviously, I'm looking forward to and going to be keeping an eye out on them, but also South Africa. I love what my mate Bongi has been doing with the Wasps over here in the UK Super League, and what a few of the other South African players have been doing around the league. So Quad Series was a great time for them, so I reckon there's going to be some pretty exciting games coming up.
We're building up to the Netball World Cup really, really nicely. Special surprises around the corner as well. Can't tell you anymore just yet. Maybe next week. You can subscribe for free. Send us a message on Twitter. We're at The Netball Show. And keep up to date on the website, thenetballshow.co.uk.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream. And, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.